I'm going to jump right into it today, okay? What was the first decision you made this morning? To get up? Okay. How many of you chose to not get up for 5 more minutes? How many of you hit the snooze button? How many of you hit the snooze button multiple times? Do you guys do that often? Like every morning? Same here. It's so much easier. Your bed is so comfy and warm, and it's familiar to you, and the ground is probably cold and hard, and your feet hitting the ground means that you have to move and get on with your day. This is what we do in life, right? When we're in some place that's comfortable and warm, we refuse to get out of it, even though we've learned time and time again that that's where miracles happen, outside of our comfort zones. How do you make the decision to get out of bed? For me, it's if I don't get out of bed now, I'm going to be late for work. If I don't get out of bed right now and nothing else goes wrong this morning, I'll make it on time. I have this forever discussion going on in my head about this question. For those of you who have talked to me over the last few weeks, I've probably asked you this question. How do you decide that the obstacle that you're facing in life right now, the hurdle that's in front of you, how do you decide if that's an obstacle, an opportunity to get over, get around, persevere through, push through, or is it the universe telling you it's time to go in a different direction? And I don't have an answer. I hope you don't expect me to answer that for you, because literally it's been a lifelong discussion going on in my head. I could spend days and days thinking about this. In life, we ask, sometimes when we're struggling, we ask the universe for a sign, right? Anybody been so fed up, they just said, okay, God, it's your turn. Can you give me a sign? So, from my experience, what we're actually asking for is, God, please confirm that what I really want to happen in my life is what you want to happen in my life, because that would be great. What I think would make me happy should be what you think is going to make me happy, right? Anybody had this experience? Look, let me take a step back and say, whenever I'm up here speaking, I'm totally picturing myself right there, right? Like, these are messages for me to hear, always. I do that all the time. I feel like I'm speaking to the universe and saying, okay, your will be done, as long as it involves this job and this car and this relationship, right? In fact, in the Bible, back in those days, God showed up to people. God showed up in the burning bush to Moses. There was no denying that that burning bush was a sign. That was God. He showed up and spoke to the prophets. He sent his angels. There was no denying what his message was in the Bible. But that doesn't really happen anymore. And I would love it if you proved me. Has anyone spoken to a burning bush lately? Hey, Dwayne, can you cue that clip up for me? Okay, there we go. Anybody relate to that? Give me a sign and a truck full of 150 signs drives past him. What we're actually asking for... So the short answer here for me is... The short answer here for me is alignment, okay? When you're looking for a sign, like I said before, most of the time we're really looking for confirmation. We're at a point where we have poured so much of our heart and soul into a specific action, a specific dream, a specific goal, and we're looking to be confirmed. We're looking to know that that is what the universe wants for us. But the way I see it is, if we're not aligned with the universe and we're not in the flow of life, I'm a firm believer that when that happens, when alignment and flow work together, the universe in the universe, and we make choices that lead us towards or point us in the direction of our highest good, that is when the flow happens a lot easier. I feel like I always talk about water, but picture the way a river flows. It bends, it turns without effort. It goes around, over, under, anything in its path. And it does it all effortlessly. There is no good, no bad, it just is. There's a Chinese proverb about a farmer who he and his son work their farm with one horse. And one day their horse runs away. And his neighbors come over to console him and they say, "Oh, your horse ran away. It's going to be impossible to tend to your farm. That's so bad." And the farmer says, "It's not bad. It's not good. It just is." And a few days later, the horse comes back, and it brings with him a family of wild horses. And now they have more horses to work their farm. And the neighbor comes back, "Oh, my God, what a blessing. This is so amazing for you." And the farmer says, "It's not good. It's not bad. It just is." A few days later, the farmer's son is trying to break one of the horses in so that they can train it to work on the farm, and he falls off and breaks his leg, and now the farmer is to tend his farm all by himself. And of course, this overdramatic neighbor comes back and says, "Oh, it's so bad, your son broke his leg, what are you gonna do?" And the farmer says, "It's not bad, it's not good, it just is." A few days later, a neighboring city attacks their village, and all of the young men in the village are sent out to war with this other village, and the farmer's son is unable to serve in the war where many of his peers died because his leg was broken. And of course, the overdramatic neighbor comes by and says, "Oh, that's so good. Your son is still alive." And the farmer says, "It just is." Life is so much about balance. When I think about balance, I think about the way a pendulum swings. And one of the coolest things about a pendulum is that when you hold a pendulum up and let it go, it will never reach that point again. It forever gets closer to center. Now, if you think about that in terms of life, the extremes in life, the bads and the goods, life is not about living at the extreme points. Life is about living at the balance point. It's about living in your center. And if you treat it like a pendulum swings, you'll never get that far out or that far up again. You'll just continue to get closer and closer to center. Now, for me, I always have to have a sports twist in here, right? So for those baseball fans in here, this reminds me so much of In 1987, the Tigers were contending for a World Series 3 years after they won in 84, and they were missing one big piece on their team. They were missing a good starting pitcher. At the Atlanta Braves, who were not in contention for the playoffs, had Doyle Alexander, who some of you may know. They traded Doyle Alexander to the Tigers for some 19-year-old kid who they could have under team control for a while. Doyle Alexander went 9-0 for the Tigers that year. His ERA was like 1.5. It was a perfect trade for the Tigers. Perfect. Now, unfortunately, the Tigers ran into the Twins, who ended up winning the World Series, and they didn't. That 19-year-old kid didn't even finish the season on Atlanta's AA team that year. They sent him down. That 19-year-old kid made his major league debut when he turned 20, won a Cy Young, won over 200 games, saved over 150 games, and is now in the Hall of Fame. So we think that there's this ebb and flow in life. That was John Smoltz, by the way, for any of you who were wondering. John Smoltz. Sometimes we see things right in front of us that need to be addressed, and we don't think about the long term. We don't think about the long-term balance in life. John Smoltz was amazing. He was an amazing baseball player. You're pretty amazing too, though. In fact, recently, I just heard this on a TED Talk. Recently, scientists have figured out the odds of you being born. You specifically, the odds of you being born. They took into account all of the natural disasters and wars and your lineage and your parents meeting and falling in love and having children and you being born, the moment you were born with the DNA that you have in you right now, the odds of you being you are 1 in 400 trillion. That's a 4 followed by 14 zeros, okay? 400 trillion. My brothers and sisters, you are not here by chance. You are a miracle in every sense of the word. So when you have that thought, when you have that idea that in the instant you believe that it could change the world, it can and it will, as long as you don't hit the snooze button and get your butt out of bed and do it. You were put here for a reason. There is no way you can tell me you do not have a purpose in this life. There's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you're here. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and think about what you want. Think about what it is that you want right now. And now, I don't want you to overanalyze. I don't want you to try and make it sound pretty for other people to hear. I don't want you to think about what you want in your life that'll make your spouse happy or your parents happy or your kids happy. This is all about you. I want you to be as selfish as possible right now. What do you want? Is it a healthy life? Is it more money? Is it to start a business? Is it love? Is it peace? Is it success? Whatever it is, hold it in your mind and you can open your eyes when you've got it. Some of you may not have it. I would recommend you open your eyes too, or else you'll probably fall asleep. I want you to hear this. We live in the greatest time in the history of time to be alive right now. I know it's a little bit scary at times, things going on in the world, but I promise you this is the greatest time to be alive. Whatever it is that's in your mind, you can go on the device in your pocket right now, Google it, and figure out how to accomplish it. I promise you there have been a million books written about it. There are blogs, there are videos, there are seminars. You haven't even had to spend a dime yet to figure out what it is that you want to accomplish your dreams. So, I haven't said anything you don't agree with, right? So why don't you have it? This woman that was doing the TED Talk that I referenced earlier, her name is Mel Robbins. She's a best-selling author, world-renowned speaker. She's a radio host. And I completely agree with her when she says it comes down to one word, which you've already seen. It's a four-letter F word. For those of you who aren't here and are going to listen to this later, it's a four-letter F word that she calls the F-bomb. And her TED Talk is so incredible because she goes on to say, you don't sound smart when you say it. It's an easy word to just throw around carelessly. Can you put that up there again, Dwayne? And it's the word fine. You thought I was going to swear. So people ask you how you're doing. I'm fine. Why? Why would you say that? You're a 1 in 400 trillion chance to be where you are, who you are right now, and there's no way in God's world that you could just be fine. You're amazing. You might feel crappy sometimes. If you're crappy, say you feel crappy. But when you're great, when you're good, when things are good and someone asks you how you are, tell them. Tell them the truth. The truth about who you are is you're more than fine. But what do? Sometimes we don't want to burden you with the fact that I'm feeling bad or I'm feeling lousy, so I'm just going to tell you I'm fine. I don't want to deal with my problems, and I certainly don't want you to know my problems, so I'm fine. Or sometimes I'm feeling great, but that would really make you feel bad, so I'm fine. Tell the truth. It's actually a pretty good strategy, though, if you think about it. When you say you're fine, you don't have to deal with all the crap you've got going on, right? You're just fine. You're on cruise control. So you don't have to deal with the problems, the issues, the stuff that's going on. Everybody's got stuff going on. Why are we so afraid of it? And really, this isn't even the biggest issue. Putting this mask on, letting people know that you're just fine. The biggest issue is you say it enough times, you're gonna believe it. You're gonna believe that you're just fine. And 20 years later, you're gonna be stuck in the same job, in the same relationship, in the same cycle of feeling just fine. So what do? How do you break the cycle? I have a mission for you guys. I've tried it for weeks. I've succeeded a few times, and I've failed many times. But my mission for you is tomorrow morning, when the alarm goes off, rip the covers off of you and get out of bed. You are 1 in 400 trillion. You have amazing things to do today. Don't hit the snooze. Get up. Life is waiting for you. So the answer, I know I told you I wasn't going to answer that question for the obstacle versus life-changing, life direction thing. This is my suggestion, okay? I am a work in progress and will always be a work in progress, but in this moment today, this is how I feel about it. I believe that life is not necessarily about accomplishments, achievements, and acquiring things. I believe that life is about growth. It's about being real, raw, and authentic, not only with yourself, but with others. Life is about discovering what you're passionate about and sharing it with others. So when you're setting your goals, set your goals from your heart. Give 100% of your energy and your passion to accomplishing those goals, to pursuing those goals. And blast through every obstacle that is put in your way. Give 100%. And if you feel like you've given everything you've got and are constantly swimming against the stream, you probably are. Instead of asking for a sign in that moment, and praying that the sign is what you want to happen, God's not gonna turn the water around and make it flow the other way. When that happens, don't give up, but readjust. Readjustments in life are necessary for your journey. Recenter yourself. Don't feel like you have to throw it all away. Sometimes it's just a shift in perception. Sometimes it's just a shift in motion. Sometimes it's time to let go and trust with patience that the next best step or a new direction will be revealed to you. It's all about learning to let go of controlling outcomes and focusing on the pursuit, the growth, the being better. And trust the universe. Trust the universe to bring to you what is for your best and highest good. My friends, that's how I see it today, and I will ask you next time I'm here if you woke up in the morning. Thank you.